Sunday from 1 to 4 p.m., roughly a dozen patients come through Avicenna's doors. The clinic manager, Catherine McGurko, says the Affordable Care Act has helped increase access to medical services, but it certainly did not get everybody insured.
Across the country, free and charitable clinics have seen the same number of patients or actually an increase in the number of patients.
Avicenna's patients include immigrants, many of whom do not qualify for insurance through Obamacare. They also see people who are homeless or lack insurance for other reasons, like the 81-year-old mother of Rantoul resident Sue Scargins. On a Sunday afternoon last fall, Sue brought her mother in for a checkup.
With the new Obamacare, there are a lot of people that can't today afford the health care that's supposed to be affordable. Her visits at Christie Clinic or a Carl are like $200 every time we take her there.
And that's a price tag they simply can't afford. At Avicenna, Dr. Mamoun Rashid says they manage chronic conditions in a traditional way with medication, but they also focus on lifestyle modification.
So we have nutritionist and pharmacist and social worker on our team besides the doctors and nurse practitioners who actually help patients so they can manage their life and health the way it should be managed rather than just popping the pills.
Maintaining a healthy lifestyle is as important as treating health problems. That's according to Hani Youssef, the Director of Lifestyle Management and Nutrition Services at Avicenna.
I used to have like a patient. His blood sugar was really high. But when we sit down with him, I found out about, you know, he is drinking three Coke bottles, you know, every day. Beside, his lifestyle was like really very off the line. Like, you know, he was like, you know, sleeping very late, wake up very late, no workout.
He says once the patient made a few lifestyle changes, his condition improved and he was able to go from a very high dose of diabetes medication to a low dose. Nathan Walker is the director of Transformations Christie Clinic's medical weight loss program. Dr. Walker agrees that lifestyle modifications can help turn back the clock on patients with diseases like diabetes.
If you lost 20 pounds, for instance, you may not have diabetes anymore, but it's a lot more labor-intense way of approaching medicine as well.
Since the clinic opened in 2010, Avicenna has scheduled more than 2,500 patient visits. McGurko says they aim to provide treatments before a patient's condition worsens.
Not having health insurance means that you have to wait till the very last minute until things are absolutely dire before you seek medical attention. And at that point, it's a lot harder to help people recover. And so it's really important for free and charitable clinics and for the society as a whole to take care of people before these things get to such an extreme situation.
The team of volunteers and staff at Avicenna makes it possible for people like Sue's mother to come in and receive medical attention. Sue says she's relieved to know that her mother can be treated here free of charge.
We couldn't afford her health needs if we didn't have a free clinic like Avicenna.
But she says she worries about those who do not have a place to go.
I feel like we probably need more facilities, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that feels that way.
For Illinois Public Media, I'm Khawla Dlahi.